It is absolutely true that society is crumbling around us. But hey, we've been singing this song for a long time. All other ground is sinking sand. I want to talk to you about the solid rock on which we stand right here today.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I had something very special happen to me last week that I want to share with you, and I want to build today's broadcast around that thing that happened to me, those words that were actually sung over me. It's Wednesday, normally on The Line of Fire. That means we focus on moral and cultural issues. It's also the day before Thanksgiving. So we're going to do three things in one today on The Line of Fire. We're going to look at some things happening in our culture. We're going to look at the solution to these problems, Jesus, the Lord himself, and how that works out in our lives. And we're going to take calls from those of you who have really had your lives transformed. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, the number to call. Online, askdrbrown.org. In fact, on our Facebook page, you can post things as well. Ask Dr. Brown, ask Dr. Brown. So, first, let me tell you what I would love to hear today by way of phone calls. Maybe you're driving with your family on your way to see family for Thanksgiving. Of course, drive safely. If things we're talking about on the air get you charged or excited or worked up, concentrate, drive safely. Maybe your whole family gets to listen to The Line of Fire today. But here's the big question I want to ask. It's one thing to say Jesus is the answer. Remember that famous Andre Crouch song, many of you do, Jesus is the answer for the world today, above him, there is no other. Great song. I used to love singing that in the worship service or hearing that ministered. But sometimes that's just abstract. Jesus is the answer. What does that mean? Just religious faith? Just saying his name? Just believing certain things? What does it actually mean? What it actually means is the Lord himself is the only real solution to the horrific problems of the human race, be they problems within an immediate family, divorce tearing a family apart, sexual sin tearing a family apart, disease tearing a family apart, injustice tearing a family apart, whether it's on the societal level, whether it's citywide, nationwide, whether it's two nations going to war, whether it's problems of famine, earthquake, whatever this world is suffering from, Jesus, the Lord himself, is the answer. But I don't mean that just in an abstract way. I mean, on an individual level, when we recognize his lordship, when we recognize his ways are right, when we recognize his power and his goodness, and we turn to him, there is real transformation that happens. Here, by God's grace, I lead a ministry school. We have our radio broadcast, which is the hub of all that we do. I get to travel, preach, minister around the world, reach out to the Jewish people with the gospel, written many books, served in many different capacities, and our grads are serving as missionaries to hurting people, to the poorest of the poor, around the world, bringing hope, bringing life, bringing transformation. And yet, 40 years ago, I was shooting heroin. 40 years ago, I was full of rebellion. 40 years ago, I was on a path to early death and destruction. Jesus is the answer. His transformation in my life has allowed me, by his grace, to serve and help many. I'd love to hear from some of you to glorify the Lord, to encourage our hearts. Not just, I got saved and I'm glad I'm saved. Well, praise the Lord for that. I'm glad you're saved too, and I'm glad you're glad that you're saved. But some of you were down and out. Some of you, your lives were falling apart. Your families were falling apart. Your marriage was falling apart. Your body and mind were falling apart. And you put your trust in the living God, and he transformed you. Why don't you call in today and give him glory? Oh, we don't have time for long testimonies, but tell us where you were. Tell us where you are. 866-34-TRUTH. I'll tell you that thing that happened to me last week. Very special. I want to share it with you.
Thank you. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Are you a living witness to the life-transforming power of God? Not merely, I didn't really know the Lord. I was kind of lost, and now I've put my faith in Him, and my life is so much better. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But, I mean, some of us are in a real mess. Some of us, our lives were destroyed and destroying others, whether we thought we were doing great or not. Some of you were down and out in ways that we walk past you laying on the street, maybe in your own vomit, and now you're leading a ministry and touching people's lives and happily married. Maybe you were caught up in all kinds of perversions, and the Lord has turned you around and brought healing and transformation in your life. We're going to give thanks to the Lord and encourage our hearts as we recognize how desperately our society needs something radical. May I say that again? Our society needs something radical. A Band-Aid answer is not going to do it. I'm looking at the political races. I'm concerned about what's happening. I plan to vote and be involved. But my primary hope is not in the political leader or in the White House or in the Senate. My primary hope is in the living God, reviving His people so that we can stand as living witnesses in our society. Jesus is the answer. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884 online, askdrbrown.org. Oh, my article on Tim Tebow, Is God Performing Miracles for Tim Tebow, is now up and running on Town Hall. Just got up a little while ago, just got its first comment posted. So read it when you can, and then weigh in. A lot of non-believing people read townhall.com. It's not a religious website, but this is the kind of article they'll let me put up as long as I'm not primarily writing religious articles. And this one is having some fun with the question, but hopefully in a God-glorifying way. So make sure you go there, townhall.com. Also an interesting update regarding Rush Limbaugh as well. I'll tell you that shortly. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll go to the phones in a little while. I want to hear some of your testimony. So all of you standing by, we will get to you shortly. I was ministering in Nashville. Some of you may remember I was broadcasting live from Nashville, Tennessee last Thursday and Friday. I finished ministering to the students at Thunder School there, students and interns, mainly creative arts people. Basically everyone in the class played an instrument except for one. Sunday morning during the worship service, they switched around. One guy goes from keyboard, takes the guitar. Another gal goes from vocals over to the keyboard. They switch around like that. Well, they wanted to pray for me, and I wanted to receive prayer before I left on Saturday. And one gentleman, soft-spoken, came over me and said, I want to sing this over you. Not just pray blessing over me and pray what he felt the Lord was speaking to him. He wanted to sing something over me. I was trying to grab that clip and get it ready for to play today, but I couldn't get the clip sent into to engineers in time to do it. So anyway, and I'm not going to sing it because we want to edify. We want to lift up. But he just wanted to sing the words of the chorus and asked others that knew it to join. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. And as he sang it and others joined in, and again, they're musicians and creatively gifted people and singers, so there are some good voices joining in, the Lord was really reminding me. I know this. We all know it. But the reminder has to be there. It's not by my best efforts. It's not by my trying harder, working harder, serving harder. It's by the power of Jesus, the power of God, by the Spirit working in me, through me, in you, through you. And that means that running around like chickens with our heads cut off is not the way to do it, but abiding in Him, remaining in Him, being united with Him, His life coming into our lives, and then that life pouring out into the world. That makes a massive, massive difference. I'm going to take one testimony first, and then we'll be interspersing these as we go on the broadcast to encourage our hearts. And right after this, we're going to focus on some marriage issues, marriage, family, and some wise words from Pastor Tim Keller that many of you know in the greater New York area, of course, the nation. He's become a best-selling author, but one of the leading pastors in the greater New York area, Redeemer Presbyterian Church. He's got a new book on marriage. and he is quite prepared to be before the secular media. So I want to talk about that, the crisis in marriage and the family in a moment, and God's intent. But first, let us encourage our hearts with what God can do. And many of you listening, you're on the other side of the story. You're on the negative side, the hopeless side, the dark side, so to say. Let's hear some testimonies from the victorious side, the side of light, the side of transformation. Victor in Silver Springs, Maryland, you are up first today, sir. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
How you doing, Dr. Michael Brown? I just want to say God bless you, first of all. I've been really blessed by this ministry, the Foundations of Prayer, CDN Foundations of Intercession. I've just been really blessed by it. But I just want to give glory to the Lord right now. I mean, the work that he's done in my life in the last 5 years, I can truly say that I've died and been born again. I mean, my life has been completely transformed from day one, just trusting the Lord. I was able to be, I lost over 80 pounds, just trusting in God. I was delivered from nicotine addiction, marijuana, alcohol, lust, as far as pornography. I mean, all types of everything. Wow. That the Word shined upon in my life that wasn't in line with God's plan for my life, he delivered me from. But I just want to give him glory right now.
And how long has that been since he's really come into your life, Victor?
2006.
2006. Man, that is an awesome testimony. Thank God. And I'm glad those prayer CDs are ministering to you. I mean, the deeper we put our roots in God, just like a tree, the deeper those roots go, the more they spread out, the more that tree is strong and can take any kind of hurricane. Keep glorifying Jesus, Victor. Thank you for the call.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Hey, you know, that was too good to stop there. Let's keep going. John in Washington, D.C. All right. Let's go to Annette in Fort Washington, Maryland. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire. Hello, Annette.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
I just wanted to let you know that, yes, I was on the other side, but after the Lord, you know, saved me, I definitely can say that I am on the other side of grace.
Mm-hmm.
So I am grateful for that. He saved me, my marriage, and which actually fell apart. But it was only because of his word that helped me to become a better woman that I am today, and I'm grateful for that. He also delivered me from cigarettes. He delivered me from fornication. So I'm just excited today. And the scripture is true. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? And that's my testimony today.
Oh, and that is awesome. And how long has your marriage been restored now?
Actually, no, it's not restored. It was lost, yes. We were trying to restore, but unfortunately things didn't work out. So
all right, but your own life has been restored and you're moving forward.
Yes.
Living holy. Praise God.
Restoration.
So there is hope even when other things crumble around you. Hope remains.
Yes. Yes, and even though, you know, I still go through trials and tribulations, but I remember what his word has said to me, that he would never leave me nor forsake me. So I'm always encouraged with that, no matter what, you know, where I am, in the wilderness,
Amen.
Wherever I am, I remember that.
All right. Hey, keep glorifying him, and he will always prove himself faithful. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, Annette. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. 866-34-TRUTH. If you're just tuning in the midst of us talking honestly about moral crises in America, talking honestly about the crumbling society in which we live, and let me say this, the more that I look at our society, the more that I realize what the foundations of our society were built on. Oh, yeah, we've had our problems and issues in American history. I understand that. But there used to be certain things taken for granted in terms of marriage, in terms of family, in terms of personal ethic, morality, things that were understood as right and wrong that have been so lost, not just in recent years, but there's been a deterioration through the generations, and many would argue the ongoing secularization of America in the 20th century, in the 1900s, little by little, there's been a caving in deterioration because of the secularizing of America. But this much I know, Jesus is the answer. Not just superficial religious faith, not just church attendance, but really looking to the Lord and saying, God, change me. Come on, pastors, leaders, co-workers, friends in the front lines of ministry, we've got to recognize that more of the same will only produce more of the same. We don't need a new message. We don't need a new gospel. We don't need a new Bible. We don't need a new revelation. What we need is to open up what is there, what God has spoken, to dig down deep again and say, God, whatever it takes, whatever shaking has to happen, Lord, shake everything that must be shaken that your unshakable kingdom may remain. Do you know that only 45.8% of American children reach the age of 17 with both their biological parents married since before or around the time of their birth? Only 45.8%. Do you know that family belonging as of 2008 is strongest among Asians, 65.8%, and weakest among Black Americans, 16.7%, in terms of being raised in a home with both parents? Wow. We need the Lord to work deeply. Back with more. He's able. He's faithful.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire this day before Thanksgiving. Wednesday, we focus on moral and cultural issues, but we're doing it a little different way today. We are interspersing testimonies from you, our faithful, beloved listeners, as to how Jesus really transformed your life. Maybe your marriage, maybe your family. But we're not just talking about, well, I go to church. Plenty of people go to church. And going to church, going to a service, going to a religious meeting does not change the world. Look, you can go to a concert and be part of the audience and clap and sing along, but that's not going to touch the people dying on the streets. Same thing going to a church service. Unless the Lord changes us, we are not going to go and change the world. I am absolutely all for gathering together, meeting together, being in the presence of God together. And we go from there, changed, and go and change our world. Jesus is the answer. So we're interspersing testimonies through the broadcast today. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Okay, quick update, Rush Limbaugh. I wrote an article last week, What Could End Rush Limbaugh's Career, based on words that he said that he wasn't even willing to address certain issues. He didn't have the guts to. And I said, is he talking about, as with regard to the Penn State scandal, is he talking about the fact that the acts involved were homosexual in nature and no one dares bring that up? Well, it turned out that last Friday, he did address it. A caller asked if that was it, and he did address it and talked about it plainly and talked about the power of the homosexual lobby and why people are reluctant to address it. And I wrote a follow-up article about that, and you could read that on townhall.com as well. My initial article was on the One News Now website about what could end Rush Limbaugh's career. Well, what's interesting is that yesterday he addressed another issue. I'll get to it later in the program, but another issue having to do with homosexual activism. Very, very interesting that happened, and an issue that we must talk about because it has to do with our kids. It has to do with our schools. We will get to that later in the broadcast. 866-34-TRUTH. All right, Pastor Tim Keller, a Redeemer Presbyterian in New York City, best-selling national author and one of the leading pastors in New York City, on secular TV talking about his new book on marriage. And I want you to hear some of the dialogue. He's asked a question. Go ahead, clip number two.
And the challenge that you face within a relationship, is that something that you feel people should embrace more?
Yes.
Are they running from it?
Yeah.
What is your worry about?
I think the older idea of marriage was you put your needs below the needs of the other person and the marriage. Today, the idea is marriage is for the fulfillment of the individual, which means you're looking for a perfect soulmate, low maintenance, unselfish, unflawed. And if you feel like if you have the perfect soulmate, there won't be all the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, people are afraid to get married because you can't find anybody like that out there. And secondly, once you do get married, you walk faster because you're afraid, I didn't get the right person. So basically, the older, more realistic idea that marriage is filled with conflict because two people have to fight it out and they stick together because of their vows is actually serves you better in the long run than the newer view of marriage as a easily terminated sexual contract for the fulfillment of the individuals.
I'm sorry.
Right, so just to jump in, and then there's a bit more of the interview I want you to hear. Well said, Pastor Keller. Thank you, sir. Especially in New York State, where marriage is now legally redefined. And by God's grace, God's people rising up as a witness will make a difference and turn the tide back in the right direction in America. But with marriage being redefined, with Hollywood saying plainly, yeah, the only married couples that are going to show on, you know, having their TV shows are unsatisfied, frustrated, and kind of dorky. But, oh, man, the affairs and the one-night stands and all, that's where it's at. That's the way Hollywood is going to consistently portray it. And the recent 72-day marriage nonsense stuff with reality TV, whatever this stuff is, those are words of wisdom from Pastor Keller. I'm going to play more of his interview for you on the other side of the break. But let's hear some more testimonies. What I'm saying is culture is collapsing in many ways. What I'm saying is the world is terribly messed up, more than we realize. I believe America is sicker in 100 different ways than we realize. And I believe there's going to be a moral and cultural revolution. How? By the power of the gospel, by a revived people of God saying enough with the silly stuff, enough with just traditional religion. We need the living God and living relationship as living witnesses in our society, casting down the idols of materialism and greed and carnality and the obsession with worldly things, getting caught up with the Lord and bringing transformation to our culture through the power of the gospel, through Jesus changing lives and those changed people bringing about change. Priscilla in Montgomery, Texas, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hello, Dr. Brown. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thanks.
Thank you. I just wanted to let any parents out there know that if your child is homosexual, there is hope. I lived a homosexual life for 35 years, and God has brought me out and set me free, and I thank God that I had a mother that never prayed for me.
Praise God. 35 years. And what was it, Priscilla?
I convinced myself that I was gay, and I was born that way. And, you know, you get in that gay community, and they do. They, you know, everybody believes they're born that way. And I got out, and I praise God. He changed me from the inside out.
And you attribute a lot of that to your mother faithfully praying for you and just loving you?
Oh, she never stopped. She never stopped. She's walking on cloud nine now because God delivered me. And I had to find it on my own. And God got a hold of me one day. And I've just repented and I am a new person. He delivered me from alcoholism because I was fighting with that addiction because those two usually go together. And I have been released of the desires of women. I have been released from the desires of alcohol. And God is working miracles in my life.
Praise God. That is the power of the gospel. Life transformation from the inside out. Priscilla, how long has this change happened in your life now?
It's been, I've been 6 months serving the Lord. And all I can say is glory be to God. He is the only one, because I was also anti-religion, anti-church, anti-God. I was agnostic. I mean, I was critical. I didn't believe in the Bible. I mean, and I have been transformed.
Praise God. Priscilla, that is awesome to hear. It's so wonderful. And obviously, just from the sound of your voice, we can hear what new life in Jesus has brought you. And what joy for your family. What a great Thanksgiving it's going to be, huh?
Oh, it's going to be Thanksgiving. I'm just thankful that God gave me the grace and the mercy that he's bestowed me, that I got a second chance. I mean,
awesome.
I am so at peace that I tried to fill all that stuff, that emptiness, with everything else I could get
the
my
Lord
hands
has
on.
Done it. Hey, I've got to jump in. We've got a break here, but God bless you. Thank you for ministering life to
much.
So many. All right.
Okay.
Is that wonderful to hear or what? Thank you, Jesus. All right, everybody. The cool thing is our phone lines are lit up with testimonies, as I knew would happen the moment we give opportunity to glorify the Lord. If you don't have my CD, Politicians, Professionals, or Prophets, one of the strongest messages I've preached in my life for leaders and for believers, just $5 postage paid, or sow in whatever you're able to our ministry this week. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Let's lift up the Lord today. He's faithful.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Yes, it's true. All of the ground is sinking sand. Yes, it's true. This world is messed up and in many ways increasingly messed up. On the other hand, God is at work. Jesus is the answer. On Christ, on the Messiah, the solid rock, we stand. To the extent we stand in Him, with Him, to the extent we put Him first, to the extent we conduct our lives based on His principles and out of relationship with Him, that life flow that will come into us, will change our desires, will change our attitudes, will change our whole lives, and will change those around us. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go back to Tim Keller, and he's being interviewed, secular TV, his book on marriage, and a question is going to be asked about same-sex marriages, so-called same-sex commitments, how those compare to heterosexual.
By the title of the book, The Meaning of Marriage, because there's been a lot of conversation over the last decade or so over what marriage means. Some, the gentleman who was just here, Governor Huntsman, believes it's in traditional marriage between a man and a woman. It's been redefined of late. How do you define marriage?
Well, like I said, first of all, the idea of marriage is not, I don't think, it shouldn't be just for the fulfillment of the individual. So it's a public trust for building of community. I do think the best way to do that is between a man and a woman, because what you're doing is you're bringing the complementary genders together. And I do think that creates more stability. On the other hand, the book is actually just more of an exposition of the traditional view of Christian marriage.
But is there any evidence that it's more stable between a man and a woman, or is there actually some evidence to the contrary?
Well, Christian marriage says the genders both bring something to the table that completes the other gender. So in the long run, what Christians say marriage should do can't be done between two people of the same gender. So I wasn't saying that the only reason it's important to bring the two genders together is just because it makes marriage more stable. It actually, there's more of an interlock that happens. On the one, the genders clash and mesh. That is, they knock the rough edges off of each other in a way that makes them grow in character, but they also mesh because they bring some complementary differences together. So basically, the Christian idea of marriage is something that goes beyond what the modern view is right now, which is really just simply, I just want to be fulfilled.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, and of course, it's an open secret. I wrote about it in A Queer Thing Happened to America, but when I say an open secret, these things have been published and discussed even in gay publications, that among men in particular, even among committed gay relationships, that monogamy is often defined differently, that there is more promiscuity, more unfaithfulness, more sexual liaisons of different kinds, and it's only natural. And there is more, and this just statistical studies, these are studies that have been done for some years now. I don't expect this to change drastically. Among lesbian women, there's more domestic violence, woman against woman. Why? This is not the way God intended it. You're being bigoted. You're being hate. No, don't give me the hateful stuff. Fine. If you want to call me hateful, bigoted, go ahead. The few of you that do. I know the vast majority are saying, of course, amen, we agree with you. The fact is God set certain things up certain ways. Whether we believe in Him or not, things are set up and work certain ways. You may not believe God exists, but if you do things that are detrimental to your physical well-being, eventually they'll catch up with you. We reap what we sow. God did not intend men to be with men or women to be with women in a sexual and romantic and marital way that is only for a man and a woman. And the ideal, what God ordained, what He intended, is a man and a woman joined together for life. So as we push God out of our culture more and more and more, we have more and more insanity, more and more deterioration. As we bow in knees, as we humble ourselves, as we say, Jesus, whatever it takes, be the Lord of all. Man, we will see transformation. Back with your testimonies to what the power of God can do. Be ready to be encouraged.
Cleansing flame, send us. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We are declaring three things on the broadcast today on this day before Thanksgiving. Number one, our country is in big trouble. Worse trouble than we understand. It's like someone going to a doctor saying, I'm in a lot of pain, and the doctor examines them and then sends them for further tests and then says, you're not just in pain, you're terminally ill, you're dying of cancer. That's the state of the nation. I also want to declare that Jesus is the answer, that all other ground is sinking sand, but if we truly turn to him, not just in a superficial way, not just by going to a prayer meeting, but saying, God, whatever it's going to take, you've got to shake everything. Lord, I want to please you. I want to serve you. I want to be yours, heart, soul, mind, strength, everything belonging to you. Bring about change in my life, in my family, in my community, in my church, wherever it is we have leadership, wherever it is we have influence, wherever it is we exist. If we'll truly do that, he is able. And we are declaring the power of God to change lives through testimonies today as well. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, online, AskDrBrown.org. You can post your testimony on the Line of Fire site, AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. All right, let's get some more encouragement here. Lorraine in Houston, Texas, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hello.
Well, Lorraine, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, I called because I want to give Jesus Christ all the honor and the praise and the glory for the salvation of my soul. I want to thank him because 10 years ago I came into a I was like one of the other young ladies, didn't really believe in God, didn't want to go to church. I tried going to church. It didn't work. But when I came into a recovery home through our church, which was not my church then, they told me that I needed a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I could not understand how that was going to help my drug addiction. I had been in a drug and alcohol addiction for 27 years.
Wow.
And I had tried everything. I tried all those other secular programs, and nothing worked. I even went to a therapist, and she couldn't help me. And so I was at a point where I was hopeless, and they told me, here, sit down here and read the Bible. And I was like, read the Bible? How is this going to help? Well, I just was so amazed because the Bible started speaking to me, and I was Lazarus. Jesus called me out of the grave, and I was married, Jesus forgave me for all my sexual immorality. He just healed me. It took several years, for him to get all the junk out, but I came to find out that it wasn't the drugs that was my problem. It was the sin in my life.
Yeah.
The anger, the hatred, the unforgiveness that I was harboring inside, and Jesus showed me that I needed to get healed from the inside so that I could change on the outside. And he called me into a covenant relationship with him. And it's been so wonderful.
And Lorraine, how long has it been since you've been set free from drugs and these other life-binding sins?
July of 2001.
So from people say, it doesn't last. This is over 10 years later. That 27-year addiction set free by the power of God. And I love what you say. He went down deep. He got to the root of things, and he transformed.
Yes.
Hey, have an awesome Thanksgiving. Thanks for sharing that, Lorraine.
Thank you.
God bless. Come on, friends. I know some of you are in real difficult situations, and I know some of you as families, it's a difficult time of the year because it's Thanksgiving, and families are torn apart, or loved ones are backslidden, or someone's in jail. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. One life at a time. Come on. One life at a time changed. Jesus is the answer. All other ground is sinking sand. This is the power of the gospel we're talking about today. Mark in Brooklyn, New York, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air, Mark.
Hey, hi, Dr. Brown. I want to first give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, I really respect the work that you do. You are terrific. But I want to say that my testimony is kind of long, right? But I had no kind of belief in Jesus Christ whatsoever. I always believed in God, but I never really believed in God through Jesus Christ. And one day I had, the God that worked in my life and changed everything around. Like first, I work as a bus operator. And I was with this girl, and she me and her used to share, like, wrong things, sexual immoralities that we did.
Mm-hmm.
So first he tackled that. He changed my my matron, and the matron that the new matron I had gotten was like, she was Christian, but
wow.
It was something special because I've been around Christians before, but it was something special about her. You know, it was something about her. But anyway, she kept talking about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So when I went on a long trip to Florida, and I was coming back, and my car had gotten stuck. The radiator had exploded. So, you know, I was just in my thoughts, and there was nothing, like, nothing I could do. All I had was money for gas to get back. So I said, you know what? I was talking to God. I said, let me try this. I said, Jesus, if you're real, I would get back to where I'm going. And if I do, I would start to seek your face from there.
Mm.
And when I looked to the corner, I seen like some glue. Now, this is like, really, this is impossible, but I seen glue there. So I was like, something said, just put the glue where the radiator is. And I put the glue where the radiator is, but I made it all the way back to Brooklyn from like the tip of Jersey. And that to me, that was the work of God. And ever since then, like, God has been working so tremendously in my life. You know, I used to, like, sexual thing was so strong in me. But God was just so good. He changed everything around.
Praise God.
Me. And
hey,
if
Mark,
he could do that for me, he could do it for anybody.
Yeah, and how old are you, Mark?
I'm 31.
31 years old. Hey, that is the reality of the gospel. Just meeting us where we live. Sometimes it's just these little things, not this big theological argument, but God just coming down in the little things right where we live and changing us. And as your life has changed, other lives have changed. Hey, Mark, thanks for the good word and the gracious words about the broadcast. Be strong, man. Keep glorifying Jesus. 866-34-TRUTH. All right, let me grab one more testimony, but stay on the line. We'll get to as many as we can. Jane in Gaithersburg, Maryland, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hello. Dr. Brown?
Hello. Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, all right. Well, I just wanted to share with everyone. I was codependent, angry, bitter, resentful, had a really poor attitude, married. You know, my husband was working all the time. And I didn't know Jesus as a child, and he was always long-suffering, so I just kind of accepted that. And but so angry, and every once in a while I would cry out, saying, where are you? Why is this so hard, you know? But at 25 years married, I had a breakdown. And, you know, as bad as that was, that's when I really cried out to the Lord and told him how sorry I was. I was doing it my way, wanting what I wanted, and everything was messed up. And I'll tell you, I was hospitalized 3 times. They told me I was bipolar. They told me
wow.
I had rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, it's like every time I turned around, something worse was going on with me. And I had never been sick a day in my life prior to that. So with Christ, and it was a process, and getting into his word and reading his word and loving his word and letting go of all the diagnosis they were saying and believing him for the miracle-working God that I know he is. After 7 years, I no longer have RA in my blood. I was diagnosed bipolar. I don't take any medication. I don't like to say that because some people really need it. But it was a process and coming off and coming out and telling the truth and Celebrate Recovery, a wonderful, wonderful program.
There's so you're talking about, I mean, a situation like yours is one where society says it's just not going to change, be
right.
It physically with rheumatoid arthritis or with being diagnosed as bipolar, whatever
right.
It is, basically you're consigned to either professional care and or drugs the rest of
your life. Right.
Yeah. And,
the doctors won't tell you that.
We're talking about caring medical professionals who are really doing their best, who want to help, but
yeah.
There's only so much they can do. And you're saying it wasn't just a matter of religious faith. It was a matter of God, your creator, getting to the very core of your being and transforming your whole life.
Amen. 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 I'm no longer angry. I have a lot of love in my heart. My children love me. My husband loves me. Is it perfect? No. There's still a lot of things going on.
So your marriage was restored as well?
I'm still married. I'm married 42 years.
42 years. And yes. Everything
is
falling apart.
Not perfect, but you know, we don't live in a perfect world.
I understand, but from something that was in the pit, and people need to hear that, from something that was in the pit, over, hopeless, 42 years later, God's grace still prevails. Hey, got a break here, but Jane, very, very real, something that we need to hear. Be encouraged. Jesus is the answer. He can change your life, he can change your family, he can change your community, he can change the city, he can change your nation.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, let me give you one other update, social update of importance, and then we'll go back to the phones, take your testimonies. I am interspersing discussion about problems in our society with testimonies. This is strategic. This is not just bouncing from one thing to another. This is one and the same subject. The world is messed up. Jesus is the answer. And it's one life at a time. It's one individual at a time. Look, if more drug dealers get saved, drug use will diminish in a community. If businessmen who are corrupt get saved, it changes the business world. It changes those that work in these companies. It changes where monies go. It's just obvious. Again, simple saying, I heard from someone, I would quote him, but I don't know who the person was. Jesus transforms people. People transform society. It just makes simple gospel sense. And a revived church living differently will have an impact on the world. 866-34-TRUTH online. AskDrBrown.org. There's an article that appeared on WND.com, WorldNet Daily, one of the largest conservative news outlets online, or maybe the largest. And it is, "Homosexual Agenda Can't Make Fearless One Tremble." Limbaugh speaks on Penn State scandal by Michael F. Haverluck. And I'm quoted extensively in this article, talking about how Rush initially didn't want to address something, but now he is weighed in, very interestingly, and got a lot of quotes here, even in terms of what I experienced with going to put publish my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, the resistance, the opposition, nobody wants to touch it, too unpopular, too controversial, you know the story. Okay, I was going to a different website last night, and I must have clicked something else. I ended up on Rush's website and saw that he commented on the very, very tragic case, the cold-blooded murder of Larry Lawrence King, 15-year-old boy in Oxnard, California, killed by a classmate, 14-year-old Brandon McKierney. And the first trial ended in a mistrial because the jurors could not decide between manslaughter and first-degree murder. It ended up that Brandon now pleaded guilty to manslaughter. You say, well, how is it manslaughter if it was cold-blooded? I mean, he came into a classroom and shot a kid in the back of the head, killed him. Well, because it was deemed that he had been sexually harassed by this other boy, and also that the school was negligent in certain ways. Well, here's the recent. So I wrote about that. I wrote an article a few months back when the mistrial happened. Did gay activism play a role in the murder of Lawrence King? I got blasted for that. I even wrote a follow-up article. Why are some people calling me a heartless monster? How dare you say? All I was saying was, look, the school and gay activists are complicit in some level because they encouraged this behavior. They encouraged him to just be who he was and be transgender if he wanted, or dress like a girl, or flirt with the boys and sexually harass them, according to the reports and the charges. Well, what's interesting is that the mother, Larry's adoptive mother, said she called the school, and this is what Rush talked about on the air. She called the school asking them, please do something. Don't let him dress like this. Don't let him wear this makeup. Don't let him act like this. He's going to come to harm. And the school said, there's nothing we can do. why they say there's nothing we can do. Well, because in California they have laws on the books against discrimination based on gender identity. So if he wants to present himself as a girl, if he wants to act a certain way, allegedly there's nothing they could do. What makes it worse is that there were teachers in the school that said, we've got to do something. This is disrupting the class. These are young kids, 14, 15 years old. This is disrupting the class. And according to the testimony, there was one lesbian administrator within the school, principal, who actually encouraged Larry's behavior. Again, I'm only repeating what I have heard, what I have read in the reports, in the legal reports, in articles that were written. Rush commented on this. It is an absolute tragedy. Yes, the young man who killed Lawrence King is the sole murderer and the one who needs to go to jail for this. But yes, the school, in certain ways the society, gay activists are complicit. Absolutely. And it's time that we wake up to reality, and it's time that we say enough is enough to this insanity, and we're going to do what's right. Oh, not the way the world does it, not hatred, anger, intimidation, force. No, with the love of God, with the truth of God, with our lives transformed. Come on, friends, let the light shine. Be unashamed. Let the light shine with wisdom, with compassion. Let the light shine. We have the answer, Jesus in us, Jesus living through us. 866-34-TRUTH, Enrique in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. We're a little short on time, but please go for it, sir.
Hello, sir. Hello, doctor.
Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to say that this year, on Good Friday, I was in my basement, and for many years I've been wrestling back and forth, and I've had good moments, and I've had bad years. I'm a post-transplant recipient twice over.
Wow.
And I was sexually abused as a child by a female. And that completely turned my life around. I saw sexual immorality, drug and alcohol abuse. As an adult, I continued the sexual immorality, never touching any children. However, I took it out on the street, and a lot of darkness in my life.
Mm.
I married children, two girls.
It's a lot of pain.
They're adults now, and I've had a lot of devastation in my marriage. I've been in and out of church for many years. And then finally, this year, I received a letter of invite by a local church, where just so happens that we became grandparents, godparents to mm-hmm. to a little girl.
Yeah, Enrique, we're real short on time, so I'm so sorry, but tell us what happened on Good Friday.
Well, on Good Friday, I was in my basement, and I was listening to a message being given, and I had a pocket full of nails, and I was emptying out my pockets, and all of a sudden, the nails jumped out. And suddenly the nails became the nails of Christ, the nails that nailed him to the cross.
So you saw this and something happened?
I saw these nails and they became the nails.
Yeah, and all right, hey, just about out of time, sir, but you've been changed since then?
Yes, I have.
All right, hey, listen, call back another day. I'd love to hear the rest of the story. But a divine encounter, this is a life that's had a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, but saying, Jesus has changed it. I'd love to hear the rest of the story, sir. So please call back another day. Love to hear more. Friends, can I encourage you to stand with us if you believe in the work we're doing? So into it. We'd love to send you my message, politicians, professionals, or prophets. Eye-opening. It'll shake you, minister to you. Just $5 postage paid or anything you can sow into our work to help. Awesome. Call us at 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line today, Jesus truly is the answer. Truly, all other ground is sinking sand. Truly, if we stand on the solid rock, we will be changed and we will change our world. Jesus alone. It is absolutely true that society is crumbling around us. But hey, we've been singing this song for a long time. All other ground is sinking sand. I want to talk to you about the solid rock on which we stand right here today.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
What a joy to be with you, friends, today on The Line of Fire, the day before Thanksgiving. I've just spent an hour sharing some serious news about the society, but primarily hearing testimonies from our listeners about how the Lord has transformed them. Not just, you know, I wasn't feeling good about myself as a person, but I'm feeling much happier now. No, I'm talking about people that were drug addicted for over 25 years, people that were caught up in lesbianism and alcoholism for 35 years, people who were diagnosed as bipolar, rheumatoid arthritis, healed and changed, people whose lives have been transformed by the power of God. And my declaration to you is that all other ground is sinking sand, that our society is in worse shape than we realize, and the answer remains brighter and more real than ever before if we will quit playing church games, quit playing religious games, and say, God, I want a real relationship with you, relationship that can demonstrate to the world that Jesus is alive. Friends, he's ready to do it. Thanks so much for joining us. Those that are driving, traveling with family on your way to Thanksgiving meals tomorrow, drive safely, but by all means, enjoy the broadcast. If this is your first time listening because you're in the car, great. You're in the exact right place. That's good. No reason to touch the dial there. You can plug in your music later, but you'll be edified and challenged and encouraged in the broadcast today. All right, here's the number to call, but let me give you the parameters. If you have a testimony of real radical life transformation, you know, my own story is from LSD to PhD. Many of you know that. But if you have a story of real radical life transformation and you're a good example of how sin, how the world, how wrong choices can destroy a life, and how Jesus and faith in him can transform a life, I'd love to hear from you today. 866-348-7884. Online, askdrbrown.org. I've got a bunch of things I want to talk to you about today, but in the midst of all of it, I want to encourage your hearts as to the faithfulness of God. In fact, let's start here. My article on Tim Tebow, Is God Performing Football Miracles for Tim Tebow, is now up for your reading pleasure on townhall.com. So if you have the opportunity, check the article out and then weigh in. If you just click recommend, you can recommend it to your Facebook friends or tweet it to your Twitter friends or followers, whatever. And then weigh in on comments if you're able, because a lot of people that are going to be weighing in here are absolutely not believers. There'll be all kinds of comments. And I give my reasons why it's preposterous to think that God's working miracles for Tim Tebow and reasons to say why it could well be. But check this out. USA Today, excuse me, Jake Plummer, former Broncos quarterback, said in a radio interview that he wished the man currently taking the snaps in Denver, Tim Tebow, would curb his references to Jesus Christ and his faith. And Tebow said, look, regardless of whether I wish he just shut up after a game and go hug his teammates, I think he's a winner and I respect that about him. I think that when he accepts the fact that we know that he loves Jesus Christ, then I think I'll like him a little better. I don't hate him because of that. I just would rather not have to hear that every single time he takes a good snap or makes a good handoff. Like, you know, I understand, dude, where you're coming from, but he's a baller, meaning he is a solid ball player. He is a solid football player. He's rough and tough, and he wins. So how does Tim Tebow respond to that? I listened to an interview where they said, hey, you do amazingly well at the end of the game. What about the rest of the game? He said, hey, I've got to work on that. The whole team, we have to work on that. So he's not making it like God's with me if I win and something's the matter if I lose. Making it hard work, but he's got a great comment about glorifying Jesus. I'll share that with you. Take some testimonies when we come back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for being with us today on The Line of Fire. Michael Brown, as always, delighted to be with you. It's the day before Thanksgiving. It's also Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday is always the day before Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving is on a Thursday. We're clear on that. Wednesdays on The Line of Fire, we focus on moral, cultural issues, but always from a gospel-based perspective. It's not just conservative talk radio. If we focus on moral and cultural issues, we do so knowing that there is hope in Jesus, knowing that what's going to change our college campuses, what's going to change our elementary schools, what's going to change the business world, what's going to change the political scenario, what's going to change the courts, what's going to change the media, is God's people being radically changed, God's people impacting society, and those who don't know him, those who don't know the Lord, being transformed, being changed. That is our hope. That's what we put our trust in, not in anything people can do alone. Yes, I believe in the political system. Yes, I believe in hard work. Yes, I believe in all of that. But ultimately, our hope is in Jesus alone, the resurrected Lord. As we look to him, not only his return, that's the ultimate hope, but him working in this world, many cities around the world, many countries around the world, many communities around the world, many families around the world, countless families, countless individual lives have been changed, have been transformed by the gospel. And I do not believe it's too late for America, although I believe we are in urgent need. 866-34-TRUTH. Online, AskDrBrown.org. I've got some very interesting audio clips, some sound bites I want to play for you later in the broadcast. Before we hear a few more testimonies, this is how Tim Tebow responded to the criticism from former Denver quarterback Jake Plummer. This is what he said. Quote, if you're married, you have a wife, and you really love your wife, is it good enough to only say to your wife, I love her the day you get married? Or should you tell her every single day when you wake up and every opportunity? And that's how I feel about my relationship with Jesus Christ, is that it's the most important thing in my life. So anytime I get an opportunity to tell him that I love him or given an opportunity to shout him out on national TV, I'm going to take that opportunity. And so I look at it as a relationship that I have with him that I want to give him the honor and glory anytime I have the opportunity. And then right after I give him the honor and glory, I always try to give my teammates the honor and glory. And that's how it works. Because Christ comes first in my life, and then my family, and then my teammates. I respect Jake's opinion, Jake Plummer, and I really appreciate his compliment of calling me a winner. But I feel like any time I get the opportunity to give the Lord some praise, he is due for it. And it's interesting, some people love him for it, and some people hate him for it. Very, very interesting. And not surprising. 866-34-TRUTH. Again, my town hall article, read it, enjoy it. Recommend it to your friends. Add your comments. Is God performing football miracles for Tim Tebow? All right, let's hear some more testimonies. Ken in Houston, Texas, thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Yes, hello. This is Kenneth Pearson. I'm from Houston, and I wanted to touch on a couple things. But my testimony is in reference to Revelation and a vision that I had. And I was wide awake during this vision, and quite frankly, my entire family thought I'd just gone plumb crazy. But I come home after a night of being out and pretty much participating in the wrong activities. I'm 30 years old, and I have a five-year-old son with Down syndrome and a beautiful wife that I've been with for 6-plus years. And I came home to notice some struggling in the backyard and kind of like bushes kind of moving around, and things really stood out to me. I saw several signs that became very, very close to my heart, and it kind of concerned me because it brought me right back to Revelation. I saw a tree of life sitting to my right, and I saw five Indian chiefs fully dressed in their authentic war or their ritual suits. I mean, just completely head to toe. I also saw.
Hey Ken, hang on. I'm sorry. Just for time's sake, because I know the vision.
I'm going to try to wrap it up pretty quick.
Yeah, the key thing is what happened to you, because I know the details of the vision are important to you. But for our listeners, what happened is the biggest thing.
Well, I asked God to let me see things through his eyes. And when he did so, I understand that the reality of it was really convicting. And I pretty much immediately gave my life to Christ because I felt the realness and the genuineness. And I just think that people have lost touch with reality in a sense that they forgot the laughter of the Lord. They've forgotten the love of the Lord, and they have forgotten the genuine nature of the wine that he brought to us.
So, Ken, when you had this vision, you were not a surrendered believer at that point. You've been out doing worldly things.
I have been a believer my entire life. I went to school, but you know, we walk away from Christ and we walk away from our relationship, and we get caught up with worldly ties.
Yeah.
And when it happens to all of us at once, and not only you know, at the bottom, but up to the top, as far as in our presidential office, and our money is tainted, and our schools are tainted, and the wisdom that is brought to our children is tainted, and we can't trust to send our kids to the school districts because they need psychological evaluation.
Yeah, so Ken, yeah, just this question, how long ago was it that you had this vision that so impacted you?
About a year and a half.
Got it. Hey, yeah, and that's whatever it is, however God gets hold of us, maybe in an unusual way that awakens us, the fruit is a changed life. What Ken's saying is very true. We can be raised in the faith. We can believe certain things and not be walking with the Lord. And here he comes from worldly activities, has this vision, has changed. Hey, ground yourself in the Word, Ken. Follow Jesus heart and soul, and your whole family see the power of a changed life. 866-34-TRUTH. Fillmore, also in Houston, Texas. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, Dr. Brown.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Brown.
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Yes. I just wanted to give a testimony of faithfulness that God had towards me. I was born from a mentally ill woman. My mother is paranoid schizophrenic, and I watched her go through those episodes my whole life growing up. And I don't know who my father is, and God was really faithful to me pretty much my whole life growing up. I met him in the third grade. I didn't have any school clothes, but I went to Vacation Bible School the summer before. And while I was walking to school, I just remembered the songs that the Sunday schools taught about, Yes, Jesus Loved Me, and This I Know. And they told me all you had to do was just talk to him like you talk to a person. And I believed it. And when I was walking to school, I didn't ask God for anything, but I told him I didn't like not having school clothes. And when I got to school, the teacher asked me if I got school clothes, and I told her no. And late on that night, around about 7 or 8 after school was over, she showed up to my home with a bag full of clothes.
Really?
And that was the start of me and God's relationship. And it got stronger year after year.
That was third grade when it started.
Third grade. And I went on to do things that nobody else in my community did. I wasn't supposed to graduate from high school or college. I graduated from the university, cum laude. And I know that was Jesus. No one else could do those things. And I really just wanted to call just to celebrate him today because he's a wonderful God. And he did great things. And I'm thankful for him and the things that he do through the radio broadcast and through people like you, Dr. Brown. I just wanted to say that I love him today. And he's wonderful. And I'm waiting on him to come back.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. And it's a joy to call you my brother in the Lord and part of the same family. You know, the other testimonies we heard in the first hour, people saved out of every kind of background, people saved from drug addiction and sexual addiction and broken families and all that. And those are amazing testimonies. That's exactly what I was asking for. But, you know, it is so glorious to hear a testimony like this of God's keeping power through adversity. I mean, who can imagine of our listeners, unless they lived through what you did, not knowing your own father, born to a mentally ill mother, watching her have episodes, and instead of you laboring under that same weight and the curse of mental illness and all the problems with it. And God's been with you, providing clothes from third grade and just out of relationship with him.
He's faithful.
Yeah, he is faithful.
He sent mentors to me, surrogate mothers and surrogate fathers. I went through a period where I didn't have really no direction, and I told God I needed some people to come in and help me with what I was going through and what I was doing. And he sent all kind of mentors, surrogate mothers, surrogate fathers.
Listen, we've got a break here. I'm going to keep you on hold so you can be listening in case you're not able to listen from your city anymore, because I have some comments on the other side of the break. Be encouraged, friends. Your life makes a difference.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us today on The Line of Fire, this day before Thanksgiving. Michael Brown, thanks so much for being with us. As we talk about the need for our culture to really wake up, to see the tremendous needs, to see how far away we are from God, how far away we are from what's best for life and family and society, best for our kids, to see the tragic state we're in, we are glorifying Jesus as the only solid rock, as the one bringing God to this world. And when we put our trust in him, not just with religiosity, not just with church attendance, not just with saying words, not just with going through the religious habit of reading a Bible, but by crying out to God and really seeking God and really putting him first and really desiring to know him, make him known above all, there is hope. There is hope for our nation. And we're soliciting testimonies, not how you've been blessed by this broadcast. Well, always glad to hear that. But how Jesus has radically transformed your own life, brought you from darkness into light. As an example, a micro example, microcosm of this one life being radically transformed, how that can give us hope at the macro level for the nation being transformed. I believe God. Oh, bad news, bad stuff. I see it all the time. Oh, I probably get more links sent to me than just about anybody. Indeed. Indeed, I do. And my hope is in Jesus, the Transformer. On the other side of the break, right before this, we heard from Fillmore in Houston, Texas. Didn't know, never met his father. Was born to a woman, mother who was mentally ill. Watched her have episodes in her life so poor he didn't even have regular school clothes. Third grade, just talking to Jesus about things. Made his need known. His school teacher asked him, did he have school clothes? No. That night, school clothes were brought over to him. That was the beginning of his relationship with God, and graduated from high school, which was unusual for where he was brought up and the folks he was raised with. Then from college, graduated cum laude. And just mentioned right before we ran out of time how God sent him mentors and surrogate mothers and things like that. And I just want to tell you, friends, that your life making a difference in an individual life can have an eternal impact. Don't minimize it. Don't minimize your role to be a surrogate mother or father in another kid's life. Don't minimize the importance of your role to minister to children in a Sunday school class or a midweek service. Don't minimize your role to visit someone in need who's hurting and you bring them encouragement. You just don't know what'll come out of those individual lives. You just don't know how many of them could have gone the direction of evil and destruction. You just don't know how many of them could have been picked off by the devil and destroyed, and perhaps been destroyers of many, many others. I hear the testimonies, the stories, I should say, of some people who've done a lot of evil to this world and have brought a lot of harm on the world. And then I hear the stories and think, oh, if they only had a right relationship with their mom or their dad. Oh, if they weren't so mistreated by their other friends. Oh, if somebody had been there for them, the world would look different. Just think of the destructive power of an Adolf Hitler. Just think of the destructive power of some very, very corrupt business person that spreads injustice through a whole society. Just think of the destructive power of some ungodly person that rises up the ranks of media and becomes an international celebrity and is a terrible, destructive role model. I don't mean to put all of them in the same class when I mention a Hitler, etc. I'm talking about the power to do evil, the power to destroy. And then think of some of those people when they were kids, when they were growing up, had another person involved in their lives that really knew the Lord in a living way. If they could have been raised in a different environment, some of you who are adopting kids, you are going to have such a life-transforming effect on their eternal destiny and the impact they can have in this world. So pay attention to the little things. Pay attention to the day-to-day interaction with loved ones and family and see how you can glorify the Lord, how your life can make a difference. 866-34-TRUTH. In Springfield, Missouri, there is a gentleman named Scott Lively. Dr. Scott Lively, he is an attorney, he leads a family ministry, and he is one of the most hated men in the gay community and other like-minded liberal communities, as if he wants to kill homosexual men and women, which has never been what he has advocated for, although he's been falsely represented for that. Started a coffee house ministry just for inner city work, absolutely committed to not make this about homosexuality. And let's listen to clip number one. Another Occupy group shows up in front of his place chanting. All right, so Springfield, Missouri. I knew that was wrong. Springfield, Massachusetts. They're there with signs in front of his building. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to it. And singing, preach love, not hate. Preach love, not hate. And he thought, all right, you're going to try to shut me down, taking out ads in the paper against him, as I understand it, trying to harass, intimidate him. And just understand that this is an inner city ministry where he has not brought up the issue of homosexuality in any public way. He's just there to minister to needy people, hurting people in Springfield, Mass, in the inner city. And protest group comes up. Well, they're allowed to do it as long as they're not breaking the law. So he got out in the midst and read from Romans 1. He's not the kind of guy that is going to back down. And one, you either appreciate him or hate him. There's not much in-between ground with Scott, and I'm sure he'd be the first to say that. But hear me. This whole mantra, preach love, not hate, preach love, not hate. Telling the truth is love. Telling the truth is love. Saying that God has a better way is love. Saying that we need to repent and turn from our sins, whatever those sins are, so that we can receive mercy, that's love. The doctor that tells you everything's fine when you're dying is not loving you. The person that doesn't tell you the truth because they don't want to hurt your feelings, and all the while, you need to change, that's not love. Proverbs 27, open rebuke is better than secret love. The kisses of an enemy may be profuse. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. We may have different styles of ministry. We may go about things differently. Everyone is made differently and relates to the Lord and society differently. But if we are not speaking the truth, regardless of cost or consequence, we are not preaching love. Oh, in fact, that ties in. Didn't even realize, but that ties in with the message I'd love for all of you to get today. Call us at 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Just $5 postage paid on CD. My message, politicians, professionals, or prophets. Oh, it'll rock your world. Open your eyes. Great to listen to, then give to leadership friends that you have. 1-800-278-9978. If you can sow in an extra gift to help us as we get ready to go to India, awesome.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, the article's up. Is God performing miracles, football miracles for Tim Tebow? So all of our friends in Denver, the rest of the country, go over to townhall.com, check the article out, and add your comments. Lots and lots of non-believers read this. It is a political website. It is not a religious website, but I can publish articles like this here and there, and they keep the discussion going. So weigh in there, and you'll learn a lot from the comments. Michael Brown, thanks so much for joining us this day before Thanksgiving. So we're doing three things in the broadcast. We are continuing to look at what's happening in our society, continuing to look at moral and cultural issues as we do every Wednesday. At the same time, we are reminding ourselves, I'm reminding myself as well as all of you, that all other ground, every other hope, everything we put our trust in is sinking sand. Only Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the solid rock, that's the one on whom we stand. That's the hope of our nation. That's the hope, of every nation, of every people. Third thing we're doing, though, on the broadcast is taking your testimonies. If you have a radical testimony of life transformation, I mean from the gutter to CEO, I mean from a destroyed marriage to happily married with a bunch of kids, I mean from hopeless drug addict to preacher of the gospel, I mean something that glorifies Jesus and gives hope, I want you to call 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. The first hour broadcasting in other parts of the country, it was quite interesting to watch that the moment a phone line opened up, someone called in, because there's so many with wonderful testimonies of what the Lord has done. So if you have a real, genuine testimony of supernatural life transformation by the power of the gospel, give us a call, 866-34-TRUTH. Just a social moral observation first. And then I've got a very interesting and sad audio clip to play for you. There's a classic book, famous book, by William F. Buckley Jr., the late William F. Buckley Jr. In fact, his TV show, decades-long TV show, was called The Firing Line. Yes, this radio show is The Line of Fire. There was no attempt to play off the name of his show. When we came up with The Line of Fire, then I realized afterwards, that's right, he had The Firing Line on TV. Of course, totally different show, and Buckley's a totally different man than me. God and Man at Yale, his famous book he wrote in his 20s, and this catapulted him to national fame, The Superstitions of Academic Freedom. What a brilliant thinker Buckley was. It came out in the 50s, and there's an extraordinary quote. He went to Yale as a Catholic young man, but thinking that Yale was a strongly Christian school, knowing its strong Christian history. Remember, it was past the turn of the 20th century, and all students were required to attend chapel minimum of 5 times a week at Yale. Yale had such a strong Christian history. I talk about it a lot, The Queer Thing Happened to America. If you have the book, read the chapter on Something Queer in Our Campuses, where I give background to what has happened at different campuses and focus in on Yale because of its extraordinary Christian history and revival history. But listen to this inaugural address, President Charles Seymour, October 16th, 1937, at Yale. Are you ready for this? I call on all members of the faculty, as members of a thinking body, freely to recognize the tremendous validity and power of the teachings of Christ in our life and death struggle against the forces of selfish materialism. If we lose that struggle, judging from present events abroad, scholarship as well as religion will disappear. Here's the president of Yale in his inaugural address. And up until the turn of the 20th century, every president of Yale was an ordained minister. I call on all members of the faculty as members of a thinking body freely to recognize the tremendous validity and power of the teachings of Christ and our life and death struggle against the forces of selfish materialism. I wonder, can our campuses be transformed? Is it too late? I say it's not too late.
Give us strength to always do what's right. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
It will happen one way and one way only, through the power of the gospel. 866-34-TRUTH. Before we go to the phones, I was going to write an article yesterday, but I did not have sufficient data so as to be able to write the article. I was going to write an article called Happy Thanksgiving in Allah's Name. I did not have sufficient information to write what I wanted to, but what got me thinking about it was an article by Pamela Geller. Pam Geller, author of the book Stop the Islamization of America, A Practical Guide to the Resistance. Pam Geller has an article on American Thinker that was published 2 days ago, November 21st. Happy Halal Thanksgiving, halal being the ritual slaughter method of Islam, in which she says that butterball turkeys have told her that, or butterball turkeys has told her, that all of their whole turkeys are certified halal, are certified as slaughtered according to Islamic ritual, which, according to Pam Geller, would also mean that they're saying in Allah's name as they're slaughtering the animals, which is just wild, especially Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, there'll be a lot of Muslim celebration of Thanksgiving. Make sure that the turkeys are according to Muslim code. I need to get more data before I write more on it. But, you know, there's something like 2,000 mosques in America today, and there's something like 3,000 to 4,000 church buildings closing their doors every year. What's the answer? We're going to fight the Muslims. No, the answer is we need a revival of Jesus in our midst. We need a revival of the living Lord changing us so we can change our world. If we, the people of God, the salt and light, live differently, America will be different. If we, the salt and light, make an impact on campuses, students getting turned around, faculty members getting turned around, new faculty coming in, new administration coming in, change will come. When you have a little time, look into some of the thinking and background of the now resigned president of Penn State University. Okay? Graham Spanier. Is that the right way? You know, I do almost everything online and reading and don't even hear names pronounced, watching or listening to news. So if I ever mispronounce a name, that's why, because I'm reading it. But the former president of Penn State, I haven't verified this, but I read that his doctoral dissertation many years ago was written on the concept of wife swapping. And anyway, our universities need God. Well, I don't mean they're all supposed to turn into seminaries, or that everyone has to believe in Jesus to be on them, or that we discriminate against people of other faiths. I mean that sanity and morality return. It can happen. It can happen, but we've got to recognize the need and then turn to the Lord. Got an audio clip from Sir Ian McKellen. I'll play that for you shortly, but those of you that watched X-Men, those of you that watched Lord of the Rings would know his name and his face. Openly gay actor, just a clip. Someone sent me a link that was Faithful Matt sent my way that I want you to hear. But first, let's glorify the Lord. Let's encourage our hearts with some testimonies. Remember, if God can do this for one, he can do this for many. If he can do it for Jeff and Ralph and Joanne and Cy and Ron and these others that have called in, if he can do it for them, he can do it for you, your family. If he can do it for one, he can do it for all. 866-34-TRUTH. I looked away from our screen for a moment. I looked back and every line was lit up with someone with a testimony. So let's start with Jeff in Philadelphia. Thanks for calling. Oh, we lost Jeff. I'm sure it was a good testimony, though. We'll go to Ralph in Lewisburg, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
You're welcome.
God is so good. I used to, kind of be a religious person. It was good for business at that time. I had a couple of convenience stores in Raleigh. A lot of money gets you a lot of vice, I guess, and after three troubled marriages and drugs and alcohols, I thought it finally, made the game. I was at the end of my 5-year plan, but everything collapsed. I was charged with a crime, and I went to jail. And I shook my fist at God, and I said, "You did this to me.
Really?
And, if you are who you say you are, prove it." So I decided, instead of going to church, to study the scriptures. Now, for the last 15 years, I've been studying the scriptures, and through prison, 10 years of prison, seminaries, and everything else like that, he's just changed my life. Knocked me off my high horse like Paul, I guess, but and he showed me the truth. I have so much peace within now, and he's given me a ministry, actually. Nursing homes, the forgotten.
Really?
And we go preaching. Tonight we're going to preach, actually. But when I came out, I was looking for the family that I never had in the church. And I was rejected by the church, been rejected by every church since I've been out. Actually, Tar River Association here told me not to preach the gospel. I went one time to the Southern Baptist Conference, and the Lord just led me over there, and I said, "I just want to ask a question. What is the evidence of Christianity?" And the guy gave me a history lesson. I said, "No, the evidence of Christianity has changed lives. God's changed my life. You know, let me serve him, please. You know, either within the church, in the boundaries of the church, or please don't hinder what God is using me for." And he's giving me music ministry. We go around singing and encouraging folks that God loves them. He can use you just the way you are. Catch them. Let us catch them. God clean them up.
And, you know, Ralph, the fact that you thought you were doing all right because you were religious, and then you have to hit bottom. You blame God. I mean, you live without God, then you blame him. So many people do that. But in jail, hit bottom, studying the scriptures there, and God transforms. You know, in this time of the year, I can only imagine that nursing home ministry is especially sweet because a lot of these people are lonely. A lot of these people don't have family. And some of them have been religious just like you were and don't know the Lord. So, Ralph, continue to glorify Jesus with a changed life. And let all of those whose lives have been changed declare that evidence to the world. 866-34-TRUTH. Joanne in Holland, Pennsylvania, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What did Rick think? Yep, hello?
Turn your radio down and go ahead, Joanne.
I don't have a radio on.
All right, just go for it.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you, when I was younger, I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I always loved the Lord, but I didn't have a relationship with him. And consequently, I got married at the age of 19. The marriage only lasted 5 years, and then we had 7 years of divorce. And during that 7 years, I met somebody who said to me something about Jesus, and I didn't understand what they were saying to me because I knew him. I grew up Catholic, but they presented him in a different way, and I started to go to a Christian church. And when I went to a Christian church, I asked the Lord into my heart, and it surprised me because when I asked him into my heart, I actually felt different. It made a very different change in my spirit. It just changed me as a person instantly. It was almost like a Saul Paul type of transformation, because when I was divorced, I was drinking, I was going out all night, I was not behaving like a lady.
And I had
two children at home.
Let me ask you this. Since you had been raised up with a knowledge of Jesus, what were you thinking when you were living like that? Did you think he didn't care, or it just didn't matter to you because you really weren't close to him?
Well, the funny thing is, I always had a picture of the Sacred Heart in my kitchen, and I would sit at my kitchen table after a night of carousing and drinking, and I'd look at the picture, and the picture just kept staring at me and saying, "I'm still here, where are you?" You know, and I don't want to cry because I really feel everything I'm telling you.
Oh, tears are all right. Tears are just fine. So you asked the Lord into your heart. You actually felt different when you did. And then what's happened to your life since then?
Well, it took around 5 years of divorce is when I asked the Lord into my life. And one night when I went to pick the children up at my ex-husband's house, I turned to him and I said to him, "I just asked Jesus into my heart. And there's a promise that if you do the same thing, he'll bless our children to the 10th generation." I said, would you consider doing that? And he said, oh, here we go again. Now it's Jesus, you know. It was always something with me, he said, you know.
Right, right.
So a couple weeks later, he came in to pick the children up from my house, and when he was leaving, he turned to me and he goes, my husband's like a truck driver type. He turned to me and he said, by the way, I asked Jesus into my heart, and he left. And I was very grateful, and I wondered what that meant for our lives. Shortly after that, I started nursing school. I graduated number one in my class because I'm not a smart person, but I was smart enough to get on my knees every day and say, Lord, if you want me to be a nurse, make me the best nurse.
I tell you what, we'll hear the climax of the story when we come back. Stay with us, friends.
The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I cannot believe how time is flying today. Let me wish all of you a blessed Thanksgiving tomorrow. If you turn into the program, we'll encourage you with the word, Israel shall be saved. And we'll be taking questions, as always, on Friday's broadcast. So Black Friday will not be Black Friday here. All right, Joanne's, we got to be short. I'm thrilled. I'm sitting here with a smile listening to your story. So what ends up happening in your life and your marriage now after you and your ex-husband prayed these prayers?
Okay. It took a total of 7 years. We got remarried in front of our children in a Christian church. 4 years later, my son got leukemia, but I was a nurse at an oncology hospital because that's where the Lord planted me. I knew how to take care of him. He's cured now. He's 29. My daughter's 31. We have four grandchildren.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just a happy lady, and I had to share.
Oh, Joanne, you brought tears to a lot of people with that story. the fact that marriage broken up for 7 years, then restored because people would completely give up, and it's over. Grandkids, and there you are. Best nurse you can be, positioned to help care for your son, 29 years old and cured now. That's the wonder of the gospel. Joanne, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for blessing our listeners. What an awesome testimony. Blessing on your family this Thanksgiving.
Thank you. We're married 21 years, so I want to encourage everybody out there. Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you. Is that encouraging or what? Come on. Come on. All the money in the world cannot buy that. Praise God. All right. Cy in Philadelphia. We're a little short on time, so go for it, please.
All right. I'll give you a short version, but God is good. That almost brought tears in my eyes.
Yeah, come on.
Rewind back 2 years ago. I'm a teacher by trade. I've been teaching I'm in my 12th year teaching now. And I've been blessed to be able to teach and work with children without having properly being certified. Had the education and the skills, but just haven't been certified. And so 2 years ago, I was backed up against the wall. The state was pressuring me, and my local school district was pressuring me to get certified. But the test was just a mountain that just wasn't moving. And I called my university that I did all my master work in, and they told me what to do with the state, to call the state and try to fix things and prolong my temporary certification that I was working under. And this one particular morning,
tell you what, Cy, we just got to bottom line it because of time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But the end result is?
The end result is I end up being certified and didn't pass the test, but certified, thanks to the Lord. I just give him all the praise and honor.
All right.
They grandfathered me in just by approving all my coursework and all my qualifications.
All right. Hey, listen, man, you stay faithful where you are, and you make an impact on these lives, and who knows what can happen. Hey, let me give you a very profound example. Who knows where a life would be today if it had been impacted differently decades ago, been impacted differently as a child, been impacted differently by believers. Cerianne McKellen, one of the best-known male actors in the world, famous in various roles. If you saw his face, you would recognize him immediately in Lord of the Rings, X-Men, and probably others. I haven't followed his career that carefully. I've just seen the clips of some of these and know his fame. Openly gay man, he said, since he came out as a homosexual, everything changed. He got much more confidence. Look at his film career since then. He was doing an interview recently. This clip was sent to me, and I want you to hear this because I want us to be reminded of the sober need to be lights in our world. But listen to this personal story.
Coming over here in a taxi, and the cab driver said to me, so Ian McKellen, he's the one that when he stays in hotels, rips the part of the Bible out that criticizes homosexuality.
Yes, it is true. It's Leviticus 18:22 that I object to. Or is it 22:18? I've always got to look it up. Thou shalt not lie with a man as with a woman. It is an abomination. I think the punishment for being abominable was to be stoned to death. I don't think these are very comfortable words to have at the bedside of someone who may be passing a lonely night away from loved ones. I think it's rather obscene and pornographic and shouldn't be there. So I remove it.
How many Bibles have you?
I've no idea. But other people do it as well. People send me evidence that they've been removing.
Yeah, so here he's saying, yeah, he pulls this page out of the Bible. And I don't play that for you to get mad at him. I play that for you, those that know his work, to pray for him. But to just be reminded, that there are so many individual lives, and your witness, your love, your compassionate sharing, you're taking the time for people. You're hearing their story. You're spending that extra time with a child. You're making a difference in a tangible way. You really don't know. You really don't know the lasting impact it would have. And who knows? Who knows where this man's life would be had his own life circumstances been different? I don't know the details of it, but I'm simply putting out a question. I doubt he'll ever hear my comments. If he ever did, he would tell me he's perfectly fine and happy, and it's judgmental and ugly for me to assume his life could be better, and who knows anything about his life. I'm simply saying that you never know the impact that our presence has, the impact that our absence has, the impact of an individual life touching other lives. People reached out to me when I was a heroin-shooting, LSD-using, proud, rebellious, teenage rock drummer, just an ugly-spirited kid, especially because of my pride and my hatred of God's truth. People patiently reached out to me. Some people who may not have even graduated from high school and prayed for me. And God used their praying and God used their patient witness to help transform me. And here, by God's grace, I can reach millions of people through the various means God has given us to make a difference. Your life counts. Your life counts. And it counts when we are plugged in into Jesus. Take hold of him afresh. Take hold of him during this holiday season and determine, I am going to get hold of God. Whatever it takes, I want Jesus to be the Lord of every part of my life so I can bring life to others. It is not too late. Hope reigns supreme if you will turn to him, heart, soul, mind, strength. All of us, if we do it, he will answer. Can I encourage every one of you to give us a call right now at 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Give us a call and order the CD. It's only $5 postage paid, Politicians, Professionals, or Prophets, a message I brought some years ago to leaders that will rock your world and speak to you as a believer, as a leader. And if you can sow into the work we're doing, especially as we get ready for our annual India trip, that would be awesome. 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line, by all means, have a blessed Thanksgiving, but don't only be thankful tomorrow. Live with thankfulness, live with gratefulness, live with gratitude, live with praise, because God is perpetually good.